Hello and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, F1 News Show, which is just done as a short podcast and video. Normally we try and do it on a Saturday morning, ready for the weekend. But there's been lots of news out there in the last 7 days. And of course, we did our very big show on Thursday night with James Ruppert. So if you haven't already seen that, make sure you go and watch that one. It was a cracker of motoring banter and how to get people back into cars. But this morning, it's F1 News, and I'll quickly share the screen as to what is, I think, one of the most important news stories of the week. Now, remember the Williams team? That's right, they were world champions many times over. And I remember watching Mansell win in 92, Prost take a championship in 93, then it was Damon Hill in 96, Jacques Villeneuve in 1997. But since then, it's been pretty dry. And although they've had some close years, years when they've nearly got it, they've never had the success that they enjoyed in the 90s. And Williams, in the last couple of years, have actually been bottom of the table. And that means they have lost quite a bit of money. So they have started a new section to try and get more investment because they've had to get loans and they've seen a real drop in revenue, which, of course, is affecting them seriously. And for the first time, it was announced the other day that they're looking to potentially sell the Williams Formula One team, or sort of sell a good stake in it. And when you consider that Patrick Head and Claire Williams' father have been, you know, have owned the outfit for so long, it really must be pretty serious for Frank Williams to decide it's time to give up and sell the majority of his team. And when you think of the success they've had, it really is quite tricky. But now Claire Williams has said the outfit did not intend to wait long before making a decision on what route it finally takes. But who would be interested in buying Williams? I mean, they just announced the termination of the drinks manufacturer Rocket, which was a title sponsor, and that has really lost them a lot of money. It was due to end in 2023, but they do remain optimistic that they will find a new backer. And when you think about it, there's so many big companies going into sport that hopefully they will actually find something and get a company that's reliable, that will be able to contribute to the team and see them go up the grid again. Now, the thing is, when they had testing earlier this year, the car looked so much better than it had been in the last couple of years. So hopefully that will remain so. And when the competition starts, which is, of course, in early July with the Austrian Grand Prix, then they'll see what they can do. Hopefully they can start climbing up the field, get some into the points and see how well that they can perform. But it's quite a thing. I mean, for me, who's been a Williams fan for many years, I'd say pretty much right from the start of actually watching Formula One back in 1990 and 91, when Mansell really re-signed after he almost retiring for Ferrari and then coming back into Formula One with Williams. You know, they were a huge, huge team, and I've seen many of the cars. I've watched them race, and for a lot of people, Williams team is really a massive, massive historical team, and they want to see them do well. So let's hope that they can actually get the money together and start to make sure that that team has a very good future. Because I think Claire Williams is doing, you know, she's doing her best in what is a very, very hard job, and to not win championships for over 20 years, it must take its toll. And the last 2 years have been absolutely dreadful. So let's hope they can get back into the sport competitively and make sure and get some proper results. I'm sure the whole of Formula One would actually be very, very pleased if they can do a lot better. Now, the other Formula One news that was on here is who will replace Ricciardo at Renault? Because, of course, Ricciardo has gone to Formula One. He's gone to the McLaren team. He's only been in Renault for a couple of years. So he will obviously finish at the end of this year, but clearly thought that it wasn't going to happen for him at Renault, and has seen and has grown like grabbed the chance to actually get into a better team. Now, Sainz, of course, has moved to Ferrari. And there are rumours, of course, that Alonso would potentially maybe come into that team. But the first thing is it possible that Vettel, at the age of 32, would actually go to Renault? Similarly, it's unlikely that Mercedes would be offering him any kind of pairing with Lewis Hamilton. So his best move could appear to be Renault. The thing is, while losing Ricciardo to the McLaren team, it doesn't really reflect very well on Renault, and it's been heavily investing in its Formula One project with the aim of fighting for race wins and podiums under the new regulations that will arrive in 2022. So it would undoubtedly be a step down into the midfield for Vettel, who has been ever present at the front of the grid for more than a decade, but Renault is probably the most realistic option on the table for him right now. But I don't know, can you see Sebastian Vettel going to Renault and maybe trying to rescue a team that's kind of above midfield, but has a long way to go and has been kind of like that for quite some time? I'm not sure if he's that kind of driver that can maybe take on that kind of challenge and make it happen, but it would be great to know your comments and see what you would think. So we'll have to see as to what happens. Now, the big favourite, of course, is Fernando Alonso. You know, that's the most talked about name according to Autosport here. And of course, he's been a two-time world champion and he's the current F1 outcast. So Alonso won both of his titles with Formula One back in 2005 and 2006. And he has also said that he would be open to a Formula One return under new regulations because he was quite disenchanted with the sport after 4 years with McLaren. Now, I have to say, I think it would be that been an interesting partnership with Alonso back at Renault, because he's definitely hungry for more success. And the Renault team maybe could get a little bit more inspiration from somebody like Alonso, because they do have a good relationship, to see if he can make it to the top and get Renault back up there, winning races and certainly on the podium. And he has the star power that Renault will want for its lineup, and unquestionably stands as one of the fastest racing drivers in the world. But his exit from McLaren twice, and also at Ferrari in the past, there might be a few question marks over how harmonious a team with Alonso might be. And Alonso would have to sit through a very difficult 2021 following the delay in regulations, something he had previously said that he wouldn't really want to do. But maybe Alonso will be coming back and we'll see him driving for Renault. The other possibility is Nico Hülkenberg. Now, he is a great driver. He's done particularly well and been very consistent. But he left the team at the end of last year after three seasons. But he was dropped in favour of signing the younger Ocon, but the German stressed he was not ruling out a return to Formula One in the future. And Hülkenberg recently said he was only interested in a comeback that would allow him to be competitive and not simply make up the numbers, with the promise of the Renault project surely ticking that box. Well, I mean, okay, they got rid of him at the end of last year, but there would be some patching up required following his departure. But if Hülkenberg was given the opportunity to fight head-to-head in the midfield and aim for his long-awaited first podium, he would surely jump at that opportunity. And certainly if Vettel or Alonso aren't tempted to take that seat, I have to say that they would be hard-pressed to find a faster driver than Hülkenberg, according again to Autosport. There's also Gano Zhou. Even before Ricciardo's exit from Renault was confirmed, team principal Cyril Abiteboul have been talking about the possibility of a junior prospect getting a place on the grid for 2021. And China's Guano Zhou is currently the leading member of the Renault Sport Academy, having previously been part of Ferrari's Young Driver Programme. And Zhou impressed in his move from Formula 3 to Formula 2 in 2019, scoring 5 podium finishes and 1 pole position with the Uni Virtuosi en route to 7th place in the championship. And of course, there's lots of money coming in from China, so I'm sure Formula 1 teams are not going to want to ignore that. And if they support a Chinese driver, which would be probably must be the first that's been taking part in Formula One potentially, then that would be a huge boost. And you know, every team needs the money. But let me know what you think. Leave a comment, whether it's be on YouTube or on Podbean. Let me know what you think. And tomorrow, Andrew and I will be back commentating on the latest Formula One virtual Grand Prix. We're yet to find out exactly what that one will be. But join us from 6 o'clock. We'll be live on Podbean. We're normally live on Podbean only on the Sunday night. So make sure you join us at 6 o'clock UK time for banter and commentary on the latest F1 Grand Prix virtual race. And remember our slogan, drive fast and try not to crash. Bye just now.